Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on the home of the Afropolitan.
We continue now, and we're talking about school. As grade 7 and matric learners prepare to return to school after weeks away from the classroom, all other South African pupils will continue to battle with lessons delivered via a variety of online platforms. Now, we are going to be exploring, I think, on this show and the future shows, just on what's available out there. I mean, there's just so many disparities, though, that we struggle with in South Africa, and the education system has been struggling with this long before COVID, and I think they've just become glaring to us now. We're watching our kids really struggle during this time. There's an affordability issue. There's an accessibility issue. There's so many different issues to getting. And you know, the biggest issue right now is, the fear factor. I mean, we're so worried about sending our kids back to school in case they, contract this virus. So today we're looking at, some e-learning platforms. There's a new innovated and integrated e-learning program designed for South African learners and aligned to the National CAPS curriculum, and he promises to end that struggle. To tell us more about this e-learning platform, I'm joined now by Thando Nkuta, and he's going to take us through this. A very good evening to you, Thando, and thanks for your time.
Good evening. Thanks very much for allowing us this opportunity, and hello to everyone at home.
Right, so Thando, you are the CEO of Excelate. Tell us a little bit about Excelate.
Thank you very much. Excelate is mainly a solution that has been designed to close the gap. I think right now we're all aware of the current situation where learners are sitting at home, teachers unable to do what they do best, which is teaching. And as Excelate, for the past 8 to 20 years, we've basically been doing research from grade R solutions to grade 12 solutions. And we're basically saying we've developed an innovative platform that we have basically believe it's going to save us as a country right now during this challenging time.
Okay, so how does it work?
It's a system that basically allows teachers to support each other in terms of peer-to-peer mentoring and collaboration. It empowers school leaders to actively manage teacher and learner performance. And it allows learners to basically log in into a platform and for the first time be able to have a virtual school where the learners have all the resources in terms of curriculum. They are able to do lessons which are catch aligned, which are intuitive, which are interactive, and they're able to do assessments on the platform. And it then basically works on a premise that everyone would basically in that way be allowed to access the platform wherever you are, whether you are in the rural areas, whether in urban areas. We've made sure that it's a system that is accessible. Obviously, it needs data. Mm-hmm. It needs to have a device. And we've got lots of programs that we can talk about in terms of how did we mitigate those challenges in terms of how do we make sure, for instance, our platform can be accessed through a zero data solution or zero rated solution, which means parents, learners, teachers, and any other stakeholders that are using the system would not necessarily need to go deep in their pockets to access the platform. But what does it actually do?
On a point of clarification, when you're talking about this zero-rated data, is it the cost of the data?
Well, remember, it's a virtual platform, which means it sits in the internet. Right?
Yes.
Right now, learners are sitting at home, and a parent might be saying, how do I get my child to still continue learning? And the platform is there where each and every learner will have a login and a password, and they'll then be able to access the virtual school. And to access the virtual school, you will need to have data.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone talks about how expensive data can be, especially in the disadvantaged areas of the country. And as Excelate, we've then designed the platform to be zero-rated, which means those learners, teachers, and parents would not need data to access it. And that's what we mean by that.
Okay, so they don't need data to access it?
No. They don't.
Okay. Then how would they access it? Sorry, I'm getting lost.
Okay. So you would basically go into your phone, whether it's a device, it's a cell phone, whether it's a laptop, it's a tablet.
Yeah.
You then access, you'll go into our URL, which is xlate.co.za, and it will automatically allow you to go in without necessarily having data. And that's how it basically works. We've clinched agreements with big telecoms organizations to be able to do that.
Wow, okay. That's interesting. Okay, so then they can actually go in without any data. So as long as they have a device, what then have you done now to work out on the device? Because if you're sitting in the rural areas, you don't necessarily have a device to actually log on. So you're saying that you're able to access it through the phone?
So everyone would need to firstly be created as a user onto our platform, whether you're using your phone or your tablet or any other device. You will then be allowed to have access onto the platform and in that way have access to the curriculum assessments, have access to our virtual classroom where teachers are able to have fully integrated classes and be able to deliver lessons and do assessments and performance reviews, which are contained within the platform. Mm.
Okay, but the student will have to have something to access it on, so that may still be a bit of a barrier. What is the cost implication here?
Okay, what we've created is solutions. We've partnered with different organs of state. For instance, government has started developing smart classrooms in different provinces, which then brings about an opportunity where learners can actually go into a lab kind of a space and be able to access devices and connectivity. We're also partnering up with National Library Services, where learners can be able to go to libraries, which is normally your traditional libraries, which are now going to be converted to be virtual spaces for learners to access. We're also using teacher development centers. We're using previously known as Model C schools as partners. So there are lots of programs that are basically creating mitigating factors that allows any learner from any background to be able to access devices as well as data, and in that way have access to our system.
So at any time, so if a child's logging on like quite late in the evening, say maybe like 6 o'clock in the evening, and if they have any questions, would there be somebody to respond immediately, almost like, you know, a bot chatting? Would you have somebody chatting to them, or would they have to submit their questions and then wait for a response?
That's a very good question. What we're developing is tutor centers and excellence centers, as we call them, in different spaces within the country to support this initiative. And what that means is learners will have access to assistance via a call center, which means you'll be able to press a button and someone can chat with you. And we're still going to finalize, obviously, the office times in terms of when do we close, etc. But you also have access to a peer-to-peer group, which means you can talk to other learners, you can engage tutors, you can engage teachers. But at any given time, you are able to have access. And what is unique with the platform is the fact that it interacts with you. It's got analytics, and it's able to analyze your strengths and weaknesses, and it then engages with you, which then allows you to become an independent learner and no longer only need your parents or your teacher or your tutor to support, but understand your own weaknesses and strengths. And in that way, if you have questions, most of the time the system would have identified your weaknesses and you would have engaged them. And in that way, not necessarily always need assistance, but we do have a support structure that we've built.
Okay. Tando, we are running out of time. Very quickly, I didn't quite get the costing, but will they be able to get the costing information on your website? And also, how will the assessments, the exams be done? So if a parent decides to keep their child at home till the end of the year and they continue on this home learning portal, how will they write the exams?
The exams, maybe let me start by saying this. We've got lots of preloaded assignments onto the platform from the question bank. So teachers can also create customized assignments. The system has preloaded assignments and exams and tests. The exams that you're talking about, which is maybe the final year exams and formative exams. It's something that we still need to finalize with the Department of Basic Education, because there is lots of meaning to it in terms of security, authentication, and others. But the platform as it is right now, it's fully capable of handling any form of assessments and performance reviews which are contained within the platform.
Okay, but that should be sorted out in the next in the coming months, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Tando Nkuta. He is the CEO of Escalate. Thanks for your time. I'm now joined by Jay Paul, and he is from Curo Online Business Management. Jay, thank you very much for your time this evening. Of course, you joined the discussion about home learning. Maybe first take us through the difference between a home learning portal and online learning. Is there a difference?
Yes, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for having us on the show. Yes, there is a difference between just online portal learning and pure online learning. In terms of the main difference is the level of teacher interaction that you would end up having. And in our online school platform, we'll have a teacher that actually supervises your child from 8 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m. And then we'll also have other activities that they would do on their own from 2 to 5. So literally from 8 to 5, basically the child is your child is actually looked after and supervised. And I mean, really, what parents have to do is just bring their get the kids ready and bring them to school.
Okay, so the same question that I was asking. Or bring them to school, as you were saying. But if they choose to do the online learning, they don't need to come to school at all, right?
Sorry, I just meant they just have to bring them to their desk to
their desk. Okay.
Yeah.
So if parents, I mean, tell me, what is the take up right now of the online learning? Curo is quite a big group in South Africa. What is the take up right now? What are your parents saying to you?
I mean, there's been a great response to this online schooling platform, and we've actually found that a number of parents are, especially those who are working professionals who are working from home, and really are struggling to manage working and looking after their children and make sure that they're learning and so forth as well. They're the ones who are finding this to be a really useful platform. And especially since they know that they don't have to actually intervene in any way in the academic, where our teachers completely handle the entire learning process.
Okay, so tell me, does Curo offer a complete online solution? So if you don't want to send your child back to school, you put them at the desk in front of the computer, they do their lessons for half a day or, you know, three quarters of the day. What happens then? At the end, when they need to write exams to go to the next grade?
Yes, so it's a fully online platform. And when it comes to exams for the grades, except for grade 12, the final exams, except for those exams, you'd write all the exams at home as well. So when it comes to tests, term tests and term exams, you'll actually do them at home. And our platform is actually designed to be able to do all of that from your home, and we're able to supervise the exams using a webcam, etc. But when it comes to your final grade 12 exams, the students would be writing IEB exams, and so the students would then have to come to a Curo school or we would register them with an IEB approved examination center.
Okay, you know, this takes me back a few years because I was traveling. While I was doing my MBA, I needed to travel because I hate giving up travel for anything. But I needed to travel, and they also said to me, they said, set up the webcam and write the exam. You would be as long as you in full view. We need to do the test and all of that beforehand. And I was like, really, do I want to travel and really sit down and write this exam? But I mean, there are ways. I mean, this technology has been here for a long time, and now we're just employing it with the kids. Tell me, Jay, what is emergency remote learning?
So emergency remote learning is what a lot of schools in South Africa have been doing, where they've had some sort of an IT platform that they could leverage, and the teachers are just scrambling to actually make a plan. So it's a case where they are not teaching in the optimal way using the online platforms, but they are doing whatever they could with the technology available. So that's really more of what emergency remote learning is about.
Okay. What you know, when we go back to the full online learning that you offering, right? So if a child was signed up at the earlier this year to come to school, do they automatically just move onto the online learning platform?
Yes, so actually what we're doing is students that sign up from they would be coming from any other school. What we are doing is we're accepting them into term three, which would start on the 6th of July. But what we're doing is from the 17th of June till the 6th of July, we're running a catch-up program, because we realized that a number of students would have actually missed a good amount of their education during this lockdown period. Or they may have got some support, but then it might have not been as good as being in the classroom. So we felt, let's have a catch-up period. And then from there, we will actually start term three as normal. And then we would carry on with the rest of the year. So the thing is that anyone who wants to join halfway like this, they'd be able to, and there wouldn't be much disruption in their studies.
Okay. And then what is the cost factor here?
Yes. So with this schooling model for primary school, we have R3,500 a month for 12 months. And for high school, it's R4,000 a month for 12 months.
Okay. Just say that again, 4,000. I'm making notes here so we can put it on our website.
Of course. It's R4,000 a month for 12 months.
Is this a reduced cost? Because, I mean, this is still quite steep. I mean, are there offerings for lower-income parents?
At the moment, it's not, because this is quite a premium product because of the sense that we have a high level of teacher engagement. But I think the other thing is also, amongst the Curro group, one of the things that one must note is all our Curro schools are fully online as well. And we've got quite a broad range of schools at different price points as well. And so for those that are looking for other price points, they can also consider other Curro schools as well. Because we're actually, if they're near a Curro school, they can sign up with them, and they're also fully online in terms of teaching.
Okay, and what is the plan in terms for the rest of the year's schedule?
So for the rest of the year,
after this catch-up program, you're starting now? Mm-hmm. And then will they complete the year by the end of the year?
Yes, they will. So they will complete the year, and that's what we want to make sure is that parents don't have to worry about the kids losing a year or falling behind in any way, and they will actually be able to carry on and complete the year that they are signing up for within 6 months.
Okay, one more question for you, Jay. What happens, this is a question that's just come through, what if parents now want to start the next 6 months with you on the online learning platform?
So if they want to sign up, like I said, they can. What we will do is take them on, we'll sign them up. We will actually prepare them, help them catch up with whatever they have missed out. We'll have a lot of extra tutoring. There's a lot of dedicated support from the teachers to just make sure that the students that might have not received the level of teaching over the past 2 months, they could actually catch up as well. And then, in essence, what would happen is we would start normal classes from the 6th of July, where the students would sign into our platform. They would have a structured timetable. They would carry on with all the subjects as normal and finish off by the end of the year.
Okay.
And
then it would be the 4,000 times 6. Would it be for the rest of the year? It would be the 4,000 times 6. And this is okay if they're transferring from another school that's not offering the online platform.
Exactly.
Great stuff. We're going to have to leave it there. Jay, thank you very much for that explanation. Thanks for your time this evening. Jay Paul, the Curo Online Business Manager.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu on the home of the Afropolitan.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.